Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast made by the podcaster that really my arms are open right now. I'm here to help you fall asleep and greet you with dignity and respect because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's glad you're here and it's here to put you to sleep. And some hard work goes into these podcast episodes, particularly to keep these shows coming out. Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode, did the theme music. Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Jonathan Mann from jonathanmann.net on the lullabies. I'm Dear Scooter. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter, or you can get me through the show's Facebook page. And the listeners have a Facebook group, and that is over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S, free to join, no requirements other than being nice to one another, dignity and respect, and I want to thank the moderators over there, Julian, Jennifer, Lauren Lydon, Summer, and Sarah, and that's it. Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast who's bundled up right now because, baby, it's cold outside. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, well, you're in luck because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts or feelings, temperature changes, physical sensations, noise inside or outside, travel, circumstances, just something somebody said today, or maybe you just don't know. I'm not sure why I can't sleep. Whatever it is, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pauses that are interspersal pauses. Word misusage, word recovery. Interspersal pauses. I think that might have be what I do in between the, is it in between the pauses? I think there's probably some philosophical point we could make about life in between the pauses. But here's the thing. I'm going to try to take your mind off of it. That's the safe place. I'm going to distract you. I'm going to slow down a little. And imaginarily, I guess, or in your imagination or whatever, I'm going to try to sit at the foot of your bed and say, hey, I see you can't sleep. That when I can't sleep, I find it very not great would be an understatement. So let me tell you this story. First, what I'll do is I'll do a long intro, which is a paradox. I'll try to win over your trust by losing it. Or they say, well, this person is so undeserving of my trust, they really deserve it. Because, trust is not a binary thing either. And especially when it gets in paradoxes, oh boy, believe me, I would have loved to, get into all or not. They say, wait a second, my therapist, they say, this a paradox? Just switch it on or switch it off. Why is it a friggin' paradox? It's so, so paradoxical. So I'm going to do this long intro, and then I'll mis-explain the podcast, and then, make some points. Then I'll introduce our story, and then we'll have a story and some thank yous and some good nights. I already got the business side of the show out of the way. That's usually the first 5 minutes. So I'm here. I'm here to sit at the foot of your bed and take your mind off of stuff. And the good things are, you could take your time getting to sleep. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. There's no wrong way to use this podcast. There's no wrong way to use this podcast. What are my other points? Oh, yeah, you, like, you could take your time falling asleep. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. There's no shoulds here. You're under no pressure to listen or to pay attention. There won't be any quizzes. Of course, there's not any quizzes. You know, what's up with that? Who used to say that? Jerry Seinfeld? What's up with that? Like, as soon as you get in bed, your brain starts quizzing you or doing pop tests or complaining about all the Pop-Tarts you ate or, you know, shaming you and your pop culture knowledge, that you don't have enough pop culture knowledge or whatever it is. But like, really, you're just like, geez, I'd like to just get to sleep here. I'd like you to ease off into dreamland. And that's where this podcast comes in, to try to ease you in there. I guess you really don't want to be shoehorned. Well, this, I was going to try to talk about life within the pauses, but we've been like that shoe. I don't know where that shoehorn thing came from. First of all, and you can do this in your bed, this podcast is rarely participatory, but in this case, it will be if you feel like it. You know, or you could just raise a finger. Do you know what a shoehorn is? Maybe do fingers, because this maybe will be a multi-question. Do you know what a shoehorn is? Okay, my finger's up, just so you know at home. Do you really know what a shoehorn is? My finger's halfway up. I think I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Can you picture a shoehorn? If one, you know, that's maybe a logic question. Probably. Okay, have you used a shoehorn? Okay, and then we get into some other questions. Have you used a shoehorn for playing? Because I have. I've used a shoehorn, but only for playing. Like, I don't even know. Please, okay, please tell me, memory, that I didn't use it as a tongue depressor. I mean, I think as a kid, my dad had a couple of shoehorns. Okay, go ahead and answer if you've used a shoehorn on your shoes. And, okay, I think, I don't know, is anybody still with me? I'm just kidding there, but, like, really, when did shoehorns go out of fashion? They say, well, never, because they're in the closet to put your shoes on. Okay, well, when did shoehorns, what's a good podcast for this kind of question? Popular Mechanics? Is a shoehorn a lever or something else? So who should we get a hold of about these shoehorns? It's a very sleep podcast-friendly word, shoehorn. Usually shoe, well, shoe is, Elizabeth Shoe, isn't there Andrew Shoe? Shoehorn, very podcast-friendly word. But, when was the last, and definitely reach out, you know, on Twitter or something, if you use a shoehorn, that's great. I mean, this isn't, who would I be to shame shoehorn use? I'm more just interested. And, you know, if I had a shoehorn, I'd want one of those ones, the real long ones. I've seen ones that are like on the end of a cane. You know, I mean, I guess you wouldn't want, like, they're like a cane, like a back scratcher shoehorn combo. Do they make that? They probably do. Holy Father's Day gift. We'll just call it the backhorn. That would be confusing. But I can see, I mean, and I think you're already, I can feel your brain working, listeners. And mine is working alongside it, because you're thinking, you may be thinking, I know my brain is saying, well, man, I wonder, I mean, I couldn't use a shoehorn just because I'm not good with stuff like that. I would use it twice and then I would lose it or step on it and break it, or I wouldn't be able to find, I don't keep my shoes in the same place. I mean, the same 8 places I keep them. So in the morning, I only have to go make 8 to 12 stops. But you know, like nowadays, I really don't like untying my shoes, or sneakers is mostly what I'm wearing. And, so it's like a shoehorn, because, you know, you get that, you smush your heel down and then you pop it in. I do a smush pop. That's how I get my shoes on. And then, you know, I'll use my finger as a shoe hook. I'm not really horning, I'm hooking. You know, I stick my finger in there behind my heel, I hook it. I mean, I guess it's another style lever. I wonder if that was the competitor back then. Like now you have Xbox and PlayStation. Was it shoehorn versus shoehook? And, you know, they just associate, well, they said, well, what are you, a pirate? Why would you need a shoehook? Get me shoehook. before I plunder, you know, or whatever. I don't do good pirate jokes. You know, R is driving me nuts. That's what they. Why did the pirate have? What's that? What's that thing called? Ship's wheel? What is that thing called? Attached to its waist. I think that was the joke. Shoehorn. How did we get there? Holy Cape of Horn. We're way out there. We're at the bottom of the world. As far as making any sense, because I know that's not the, I do, don't worry. That was just an attempt to horn something in there. Horn another. A horticulture. I'm a horticulturist. You say, well, yeah. But I don't know. You think about things like shoehorns and you just say, did you ever really need it? I guess that's my biggest question. Or do we need them now? What the world needs now is shoehorns. And then would we all of a sudden, you know, be like, well, geez, now that my shoes, they're so much tighter. They're just the right tightness, and they get the, like, I'm ready to treat this world with so much dignity and kindness, it's not going to know what horned it. So that's, I guess I don't have any answers. That's kind of what these intros are like. But I guess really, I always look for a metaphor that I can accidentally find about something I'm talking about and connect it to the podcast. In this case, it's not that difficult because the shoehorn is meant to like slide your heel into the shoe and do it with grace and aplomb, I think, and feel good. And then I guess you would lace it up, but I guess it like, I don't know, maybe because of the leather, you know, you kept the shoe tight. But this podcast is a bit like a bed horn. I mean, really, like the softest bed horn, you know, it doesn't make a horn sound. It's, and you have to explain that when you say, sleep with me. The podcast, that's a bed horn. You say, well, I don't want a horn at bedtime. No, not that kind of horn. Well, I mean, my dear, I didn't know you. No, not that kind of horn either. You mean like a horn like that a cornucopia would be in? No. Like a shoehorn. Sleep with me. The bed horn. It horns you into bed. Okay, you're right. We shouldn't use that horn and bed together. You're right. But I'll keep doing it. It's a shoehorn for bedtime. There you go. That doesn't have to do with shoes. But we can't say bed horn because it makes everybody giggle. But it's supposed to ease you into sleep, not just to bed. A sleep horn. That has to pee right in the wrong place. Sleep horn. Holy cow, that was totally an accident. So that's what, so this podcast it's the Sleepy Shoehorn Show, and it's supposed to help you slide you into bed, just like I said, ease you right into sleep. If you're new here, here's the key takeaways. You don't got to take me seriously, clearly. You don't got to listen. You could slowly let me drift away, but I'll be here for you. I'll be doing my best to help you fall asleep. Now, this doesn't work for everybody. And I'm sorry if it doesn't work for you. Usually give it a few tries because I hear from a lot of skeptics and then they try it a few times and they say, oh, you're harmless. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that you actually are harmless until like the third episode. And then they usually send me a shoehorn, you know, smiley face shoehorn. So let's see. If you're new here, welcome. I hope this podcast can help you. And the reason I make it is because I've been there, not sleepless, shoehorn on the brain. So, yeah, I appreciate you listening to the show, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Super Dull Stories, short story in Super Dull Stories, kind of an episodic series. Thus far about our heroes from original Superdoll, I'd say, but episodic, one-offs, definitely no order to these ones, except for each episode is ordered in, you know, the most sleepy manner I could whatever that word is that I can't think of, you know, make, Yeah, so there was a, this is just a regular episode in any, I mean, they'll be released in order, but you can listen to them in any order. There's super dull stories in, you know, more than one way. So welcome to Super Dull Stories and good night. All right, tonight's episode opens in a room, a big basement room with a bar and brickwork, and but you can tell it's not business hours. There's people in there, lots of adults gathered around a few tables discussing things. But it's not revelry. There's only a few pitchers of water on the table. But it looks like some sort of like a banquet room, or I don't know where you'd have it, but the adults seem to be debating back and forth. But over on the far side of the room, up against one wall, kind of muttering or something, I got to get over there, get closer, is a young woman. If you said a teenager, you'd be correct. But, you know, one look at the worry, the whatever you call that, worry brow, you'd say, well, no, this is a young woman thinking hard about something and talking it out to herself or deflecting the debate going on with the adults. But as we get even closer, it seems like she's talking to someone. Yes, and now Mother is telling them that this will be the last festival for her dumplings. She said she was no more dumplings, she's telling them right now. I'm not sure if you could hear her, but she's very... And they're saying, oh no, we love your dumplings. And Mother is not pleased with the fact that it has changed to a European. It used to be years ago, she's saying. She's sighing. She said, this used to be the Ukrainian festival. Now it is European festival. And they go back and forth. Someone's saying, this is, you know, Mother doesn't like it. She just crossed her arms. But I could only hope it's the last festival, because it will be for me. My last one smiling and sweating as all my classmates go by with that smile on their face. And they say, oh, selling dumplings, are you, Olga? And I say, my mother says, her name is not Olga. Her name is Olvka. And then they laugh and they snicker. And they wipe fake sweat from their brow. And I must still maintain good customer service for now, my little friends. So that I can get paid by Mother, she said. She's saving my money. All my paychecks, she said, so I will be able to go away. She does not know this, but become an entomologist and finally get the education to understand all of you and to pursue. I don't know what draws me to know more about etymology, or to eat so many intimate snack cakes, but that is in the, oh dear, Mother's yelling again. Oh, they're saying, what other sponsors are there other than Mother's Restaurant? Because of the budget shortfalls of the... my mother says, oh, I cannot do it alone. Oh, Mr. Randy's saying, great news, a certain set of golden arches. Oh, Mother's not going to like that. But there are two of the golden arches within our neighborhood anyway. And they're stepping up, she said. Repairs, all of the park improvements, said it. That will be nice. He's describing swing set and play structure. And no more skinned knees, all because of the golden arches. Also, all the U.S. Armed Forces, people are booing. As a silent partner, do not worry, he says. Bridge Street Park will be improved. Army Corps of Engineers, very good. And not only that, they are combining for... Wait a second, my friends, did you hear that? Two college scholarships for the raffle. 4 years of Roman born. In exchange for what, Mother wants to know. Who cares, Mother? They can win that raffle. I could get here, and I wouldn't have to live at home with Mother. Well, Mother wants to know, in exchange for what, she said again. He's saying the best part is that they just have to add a spot to the performance lineup for the superheroes, the Fabulous Foursome. I don't think they've ever been to Syracuse before, but they have. They think they did save New York City a few times. The Fabulous Foursome. And they are going to visit and make a speech. Okay, did you hear all that, my friends in the wall? And do a super performance. Oh, yes, they are amazing. I have heard great things and seen their videos. Okay, Mother and a few of her friends, they are not traditional Ukrainian performers. They're not even European. Oh, what? Culturally. Oh, Mother is saying the festival's already been diluted with the breakdancing. Mother does not think there is such a thing as Ukrainian breakdancers. But she has never seen, she has never seen them. I don't... And the clowns, I think Mother is wrong about these things, but not traditional. I think Mother just dislikes the clowns. This is propaganda, Mother saying, aimed at our community. And oh boy, Mr. Rand is standing up. They don't care about our community, Mother saying. And then she said they care, and Randy was stood up and held the... A talking candle. Mother did not have the talking candle. He's saying, no. They care about the members of our community. In two college scholarships will help in, it will help cover the sell raffle tickets and cover the board. But yes, Mother, I would agree with him. And he's saying, what a Disneyland. It's a raffling trip for four to Disneyland. That would be wonderful as well. I would take some of you in my pocket on the airplane, but I will take some. I don't think I can take you with me. I am going to go to college in the Midwest. I'd like to go to Madison, Wisconsin. Because I hear nice things, Mad City. And I will make friends with your brothers and sisters there. But don't worry, I will leave you plenty of food within the walls. I will come home from college breaks. If I win this scholarship, then I could have the extra money that Mother owes me to buy a vehicle to drive there, or plane tickets to visit Mother, because she won't be happy. Oh no, Mother's saying no dumplings now. No dumplings. She's not participating. And her dumplings won't be for sale. Her kitchen won't be for use. Or no electric. Mr. Randy's saying that's fine. They're adding electric to the park, so they won't need Mother's electric. It's either the heroes or me, Mother said. Mother, she is a hero. She is so tough. And she is heroic in her own way. But she is also a hero of stubbornness. She doesn't care about your park or your scholarships. Well, what about your daughter? Yes, hi, Randy. Hello. Hello, Mother. Yes, the scholarships, I was paying attention. That is a wonderful thing in the trip to Disney. Mother, remember when I skinned my knees at the park so many times? Randy, Mr. Randy, will they have the rubber? They will. Oh. And tickets to Disneyland, do they include food? They do, meal plan. Very nice. Oh, what do I think, Randy, about my mother's dumplings? Well, I know I love working for Mother, and it is a traditional. Mother, didn't you change the recipe, though, so it's not a true? Be quiet. So that they fry faster. Remember, Mother, twice fry. Okay. I think it is a good thing to have other European, because our population is smaller. In Syracuse, have other people to share a festival with. Oh, do I find it reasonable, my mother? Mr. Randy, I don't comment on my mother's. I have to get my homework done. That's what I was working on before, but I heard the college scholarship. That does sound nice. I want to be an entomologist. Thank you for asking. Not a restaurant management, mother. Entomologist, maybe for... I don't think I can minor in restaurant management. Okay, thank you. Oh, miss. Okay, excuse me, I'm back. They're not watching me anymore because Mr. Randy's talking about mother being reasonable and to find some balance and wisdom in what is best for the community. That is what Randy is saying. And the members of the community, the park, the scholarships, someone has to make a sacrifice. Well, mother just said, not me. Not my, you just sacrifice. And then Randy's saying, he's touching mother's arm. You and your dumplings are beloved. Beloved. Yes, that's what he's saying to mother. He's telling a story of the first time he had mother's dumpling. Beyond the dumplings, Randy's saying, we need a wise, he almost said elder, but he saw mother's eyes. We need someone wise who respects our values and where we came from, our traditions. Someone who loves and respects them. Now he's telling the first time he went to the Ukrainian festival and passed the church and went to mother's restaurant and had his first dumpling when his family first came here. He's crying. I don't know why a dumpling would make a man cry. Oh, because it made his mother cry. Now mother's crying too. And they're hugging. Everyone's agreeing about the dumplings being wonderful. I think this is a metaphor, but both is real. Mother's dumplings, especially with the new frying way, that is not traditional, but mother said traditions must change. This isn't a tradition, I don't know. Okay, everyone, so mother's agreeing, so I guess I will be working at the festival. And as we talked about, my friends in the walls, just please let everyone know, you can come to the restaurant and I will feed you away from the restaurant. When you're here, you hide. And for the festival, no friends. None of you should come by. You will be... down at Onondaga Creek, I will come down there to bring you gifts for staying away from the festival and mother's restaurants. And I know you'll listen to me because you have for a very long time. And I will come and I will sing to you all my little mammals and anthropods. And I will tell you all the things I plan on learning when I go to university. And then I could really help all of you. I'd say, do they teach anthropologists how to, entomologists? I could learn about your anthropology as well. How your societies work make me so curious when I talk to you. And I much prefer talking to you like this than through my mind. But you know, everyone always looks and judges. But the meeting is coming to a close, so I must clean up and put the water away. Oh, and mother's surprising everyone with dumplings at the restaurant, and so I will talk to you and my friends in the wall very soon. Well, it is festival day. Here I am at Onondaga Creek at the banks here. And I'm hoping all my friends are hiding away because I have a giant bag of food. And I have one bag for now and one bag for later. And I have all your favorite foods, crumbs, many crumbs from the restaurant, hard and so good for all of you. And I have scraps, and I even have paper to build, you know, things. I know you like to take the paper when you go in the dumpsters. And I have, you know, and but there's plenty of water for you to drink. I did not bring anything to drink for any of you. But I know you could sense that there is more than this bag of food that it burdens me right now. It's the day of the festival this weekend. And I know you probably listened to me crying, but that mother has told me she did not save any of my pay. That she used it for the use of the roof of the restaurant, and that I own now part of the restaurant. And that was her gift to me when I showed her my application was filled out, and I asked her for a check for $45 for the unit. She said, Madison, Wisconsin, that's an out-of-state tuition. And she said, what about SUNY Binghamton? And I said, Mother, I don't know how good the entomology program is. I would like to meet some bugs and things from the Midwest. And she said, don't joke with me. We can't afford this. And I said, well, no, Mother, look at here, my calculations. You know, once I turn 14, I start to work at the restaurant to be paid. And then Mother was upset. She said, no. And she showed me her numbers, the percentage of the restaurant that I own. She showed me that the lawyer had transferred that, so now that I actually do own it, and I said, well, then I will sell it. And then Mother said, well, the Ukrainian dumpling business is not what it used to be. And then I said, Mother, what does that mean? And she said, it means you are not going to go away to school. And I said, that is not what it means to me. I am going away to school, Mother. And then I can sense you, but it is not to worry. We did go back and forth, and I called her. I said that was on the roof. And I said it could have lasted another year. I never wanted to own a restaurant. And I did not know about all the... And then I said, Mother, how could you? Don't worry, I will win the raffle today, my friends, and I will need your help. That is why I just need a few of you, and I think you can sense what I'm thinking. And there are two scholarships. If it weren't for Mother's Dumplings, and this is my thoughts, and I think you'll agree with me. There are two college scholarships. Of all the children that are of college age right now and need a scholarship, you know, there's not that many that would be of use to. And so one between, I think there's only one, I can think of Bertrand, he could use it. So hopefully he will win one. In fact, I think he will win one. And that will help it balance it back out. And then I will win the other one. I have purchased 45 raffle tickets. And then I will win the scholarship. And at the time, you will help me ensure that both Bertrand and I, you can see my handwriting right now. And you can see where the raffle tickets are, and all you will have to do is slowly push up at the raffle tickets right into the hand as they reach in, exactly as I'm showing you now. And I know you could do it, whatever teamwork it takes. Just make sure it gets done. I will win the scholarship and I will go away to school. And mother cannot keep me here against what I want. I want to go to school, but I must get back now. So I'll be ready. Keep a monitor, but don't eat anything. Just stay with this food. It's better anyway. All those, everything else is sausages and blintzes and, you know, mother's dumplings. And then the food said that, I said, what is it, mother, how come you, and she said, well, they pay a vendor fee. And I said, but that is not traditional food, mother. And she said, it is also not a dumpling that will compete with us. I said, mother, you think of everything, don't you? Okay, I must go. And remember, when you start hearing the piano playing, the piano player, that is when the performance of the Fabulous Foursome will be. And they're going to draw the names in the middle of that. So I see you see you there, and we'll just a little bit. Okay, my friend, I hope you're in my pocket. Here we are watching the performance of the Fabulous Foursome. Right now, the piano lad is a hero who has a flying piano that I don't understand how it flies, but he flies on the piano and the music has powers. I don't know, I stopped reading after that, but the piano lad, he's doing a demonstration and making basketballs float by music power and go in the basket. And next up, the acceptor. I think that is in that she needs a new name. But she is the one who is, so she's saying all the strong men who think they are so strong come and try to do a pull of thing, because she can accept all their energy. It has a bungee in there. I don't understand this trick. She's supposed to accept their energy. All the men are pulling. It's a tug of war versus her. And she is letting them pull, and it is stretching. And stretching. And the bungee is stretching. Now all the men are trying to hold their ground. She is not having trouble holding her ground. She's holding with one hand. Oh, now all the men are flying back from the bungee. Oh, right into her. Oh, but somehow she is catching them light as feather. I guess that is accepting their energy. Oh, she's juggling them and putting them all back down on the ground. Some very big men there. Well, so I got to keep it down because they'll know I'm talking to you. I wish I could, I think I would communicate by the mind, but with my mouth moving. She is explaining that she can absorb and accept power and where that, you know, they tire them out or defenses or to release them. Oh, and also she says that as she accepts the power from anyone that would do wrong, she can easily detect their weaknesses. Oh, and now the story weaver is coming. I forget, this is someone, okay. Oh, interesting. Where did they get all of those, why are they going to let all those animals go? And then, so they let a bunch of goats go, and then I must keep my mind set to myself, but the story weaver is telling a story to the goats. This sounds familiar, but I don't need to tell you stories to get you to do what I wish, right? This is boring. It's a boring story about goats, two goats, and then the goats are now listening to the story and changing this. Okay, it's a story to make the goats do things. A waste of time. What kind of superpower is that? Oh, it will work on other things. They can weave a story to change the tie. Okay, yeah. Oh, no, now Mr. Brash is coming. I don't know why any heroes would associate with this Mr. Brash. He is a fearless and handsome and big mouth and brave and bold, he sang. Oh, he's going to do it like a diving thing. Who cares? Where'd they get that diving tower? He brought his own diving tower. Oh, this is pretty good, though, saying, you want me to go higher? The kids love it to higher. Oh, now he has just jumped on the back of the piano lad's piano. And they're flying very high in the sky. He must have a speaker or a microphone. He's saying, do you want me to, we can barely see him. Should he jump into this little pool of water? Okay, kids, I'm magic. Don't do this, he says. Yes, he's so brash. Oh, he's flipping, and now he dove into the water. Now he's coming this way. Now it is time for the raffle. Okay, get ready, children, my friend. You get ready for the raffle, those of you in the raffle box. And Mr. Brash and the piano lad is playing some raffle drawing music. And the acceptor is saying, anyone that does not win, she will accept their sadness on the behalf of the heroes. Oh, now they're talking. Oh, they want to say something. Okay. GI Bill. Okay. Pay your taxes. Oh, boy. You know, Uncle Sam. They defend for Uncle Sam and freedom. And that is what they stand for. The Fabulous Foursome. They stand for freedom, really. And goodness and eagles. Why didn't they bring any eagles with them? Because they're still going on. Can you hear them, or do you? You can only hear me, because it's a good thing you can't. Oh boy, they are singing a song about being proud of the. And the flag, they have a giant flag that is flying in the back of the piano lad. And he's playing patriotic music. This is him. Oh boy, what is happening? Something's coming out of Mother's restaurant. Something just hit the piano lad. I think those are flying dumplings. Mother is launching dumplings from my hat. No. Do the drawing. Oh no, piano lad is, I think she must have got some dumpling sauce in his eye. She's still launching dumplings, and everyone's telling her to stop. She's in the second floor window, though. And it looks like the door of the restaurant. I better just stay here and wait for the raffle. Mother, what are you doing? She's launching more dumplings. I hope they're not, Oh, no, the piano lad said they're hot. She's cooking the dumplings on the second floor. That doesn't make any sense. I would think she would do the frozen dumplings. Was this an unscheduled competition that Mother was... I think they were going to do dumpling... yes, here it is in the schedule. Dumpling catches. Oh, and you would catch the dumpling and eat it. But Mother is using it to... Well, that was an interesting idea, Mother. She did not run that one by me. And she is singing a traditional song and launching dumplings. Oh, no, piano lad. I think piano lad's piano ran into that tree and is broken. Piano lad seems fine, but the piano is broken. Piano lad is red in the face and not happy at all. Piano lad just picked up a dumpling and threw it, but it only went about 4 feet. And now the acceptor, she is letting Mother throw dumplings at her. And this is silly. She's just getting pelted with Mother's dumplings, and then they're bouncing off her. Oh, but I could see her distracted, because they must smell very good if they're coming right out, and then Mother's flinging them. Oh, and now the storyteller, he has a flute. The Fabulous Foursome must also be a musical group, I guess. It sounds familiar. But he's playing a flute and is telling a singing tale of the flying dumplings. Well, now the dumplings are getting up and flying. Where are they going? They're swirling around. Outside Mother's window, she's transfixed. And, now Mr. Brash has got Mother. He snuck into the house and has appeared behind her. He looks like he's going to arrest her. Well, the police are coming. Excuse me, that's my mother up there. What are they doing? Oh, he just jumped out with Mother and landed. He was holding Mother. And now the show, he's bringing her to the stage. Oh, hello, Mother. Hello. Yes, this is my mother. Hello, Mr. Brash. Are you going to do the raffle now? That was so funny. Oh, no one's laughing. They're booing. No. Let me get on the mic. Mr. Brash, that was a joke. Piano lad, I'm so sorry my mother broke your piano. The acceptor, you smell like a dumpling, even though you absorbed the smell, too, and the grease. That won't come out. I never have worn good clothes. I buy all my clothes for cooking. That grease won't come out of your super outfit unless it's made from something not of this earth. Okay, why are you shaming my mother? Wait one second. Okay, Mr. Brash, you must not. Your mother doesn't like freedom. No, my mother likes freedom. I'm sorry. Why are you making a giant dumpling ball? What are you doing, Mr. Brash? He's made a giant dumpling ball. A nice throw. Oh, dear. He threw it at the restaurant, and it's... The restaurant? They're destroying the restaurant. There's no... Okay, my friends, please come from Onondaga Creek. Okay, all my friends come from Onondaga Creek and come out, please. Goats, can you hear me? Goats. Okay, come to me, goats. Goats, I want you to baa at the piano lad and jam his ability because he's trying to get... Okay, goats. Yes, keep following the piano lad and baaing at him. I need something because I need to stop. Okay, four-legged squirrels. Okay, mammals. I need mammals, more mammals. Squirrels, come with your tails, tree squirrels. And tickle the acceptor and see what happens. Just tickle her with your tails. Good work. She's laughing. She will accept those tickles. Don't stop. Okay, birds, circle the storyteller's head till he gets dizzy. Oh, this is easy. Now, Mr. Brash, excuse me, your throw. What is happening with all these animals? Why are you throwing dumpling balls in my mother's restaurant? Oh, dear, you knocked over the hot oil. Who am I? I'm my mother's daughter. I'm not Olga. I'm Olvka. You. A big classmate of mine. You need to stop throwing dumplings. Is there police here because he's throwing dumplings at my mother's restaurant? He's not this. We need to even my friends are getting out of mother's restaurant. You've destroyed my mother's restaurant, Mr. Brash. And I won't stand for it. I need you to stop throwing dumplings because now you're just wasting dumplings that were wasted by mother. It's okay, Mother. Now, Mr. Brash, my mother's not happy with you. I think at first she was a little bit, she had gotten high from throwing so many dumplings, but now she's back. Mother, yeah, you let him have it, Mother. You just tell him. What kind of hero are you? That's right. Throwing dumplings at a restaurant. And I think we have a way to deal with Mr. Brash. Take all of those raffle tickets and put them in his mouth. All of you run. Run with the raffle ticket. Yes, Mr. Brash, your mouth is full of raffle tickets. Oh, dear. It looks like the raffle has begun. Excuse me, we'll be leaving. Mother, let's go. Yes, there is nothing here for us. You're right, Mother. Yeah, they ruined the restaurant. You're right, Mother. But, Mother, you had insurance, correct? Great. So, we will go to Aunt Stephanie's house and we will recoup, Mother, and we will leave. There's no reason for us to stay in this community any longer with their heroes. I stand up for my mother here, and you all seem to stand up for freedom, which, next time the dances are coming, Mother, we got to get off the stage. The traditional dances are going to close the show. Okay, my friends, good job. The heroes are good. It looks like they got back in their van and drove away. Oh, my friends, what a day. We will go to Stephanie's house, and I don't know. I think we will. There's no reason for us to stay here. Mother had talked about returning, taking me back. And I think that's what we'll do, is go back there. Right, Mother? Yes, she wants to return to the traditional. I think it's different. I think things have changed everywhere, though, Mother. She doesn't care. But even there, I will find your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your siblings. I will be in touch with you. I need to kind of give Mother a bath to calm her down. When she throws dumplings, you got to watch out for her. And I will take my mother. We will return. Maybe I will go to study bugs somewhere else. Back in Mother's land, where Mother's from. Maybe we've been chased out by the... But I won't forget, and neither will any of you. And I'll come back, and when I know a little bit more about bugs in this fabulous foursome, well, maybe you could keep an eye on them for me. Thank you. Thank you, friends. And yeah, you know, make sure to go beyond their counters whenever they get up to eat and run on their food. Take their food. Yes, good job. Make noises in the walls. Good job, good work. So I will bathe Mother here and keep her calm. And I will wait. I will take care of my mother. And I will bring her someplace where she's treated with respect to her. I guess this is one of those things. You did fling the dumplings, but that's not going to help Mother feel better. Saying, what were you thinking, flinging dumplings at a team of superheroes? And I can tell you what Mother would say. She'd say, I was thinking, I've had enough of their heroing and their singing of and flag waving. Like we aren't members of this community too. Like we don't contribute, we do. But just because we're here doesn't mean you have to take away what makes us, Mother. We can share. We can be a part of a larger community. You know, she would say all those things, but, you know, don't tread on me. I don't know if she would say that, but she probably would mean it when she flings the dumplings. It's a shame because I had the whole scam figured out to win the scholarship, but that's probably on hold. Since the festival, everyone, and I wouldn't be, if I won, I would cause quite a stir. They probably wouldn't let me win anyway. The park looks great, just in case you can't see it with your compound eyes. It is a beautiful new play structure, very good quality. Two sandboxes, I don't know why there's two, but that makes more than one is good. So that's it, all my friends. I'll talk to you soon, or I'll send word when I return. Thank you.